This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Ladies and 17, add two please, from last week, gentlemen. Welcome.
You have 17 now.
I didn't even know you had two more.
Yeah, well, they came in, the admins sent me from the support email. A couple men chimed in and said, hey, man, I'm here too. I think they had listened to the previous one where I asked the men to chime in.
Have you got like rings, like special like loops that you made out of crepe paper and you're hanging them on your ceiling and you've got 17 now?
17 men.
Yeah. You have a little shrine actually with candles.
Okay, but you got a long way to go. So we got about 500,000 women. We got 17 men. So if you're a male out there, listen, just make Danny's world and let him know that you're listening.
You could be identified by a ring of crepe paper.
Yeah.
Do you have the word crepe paper here in America? Because
yeah.
You do?
Yeah, we have crepe paper. Well, we have not only the word, but the actual paper is also here.
I thought that might have been a down under thing because I haven't heard it.
You were clarifying for my...
It was.
Hey, but either way, welcome back to the potty.
Yeah.
With the greatest gals
I know.
And now
we don't have to pretend that Serene's not pregnant.
Yeah, I know. Like the last few weeks, seconds ago, I was like, okay, suck it up, Serene. Put a big smile on your face. Act like you're not sick. But now I can be my buff self.
I mean, everyone's just here in the living room with us.
I forgot
us.
I could be my buff self.
And your buff self.
Sometimes I'm just laying on this couch holding the microphone because I can't even sit up.
Yeah, she suffers the major nausea in her first 3 months, but she thinks it's a good sign, right?
Yeah, I do. I had 3 hours of reprieve 2 days ago, and I spent the whole 3 hours worrying that everything was wrong.
Serene, you don't listen to our podcast?
No, listen, I know that.
Our podcast.
I know, but I spent my whole life saying since the miscarriage and I wasn't sick, that I've got to be sick every day of the first trimester.
Okay, well, I think it's episode 3 or 4. I want you to go back to listen. It's called Fear.
Okay, yes, big sister.
Okay. Hey, but we've got a burning topic on our hearts today, actually. Lately, there's been a lot going around. It seems to cycle. These extreme diets seem to cycle around because
there's nothing new under the sun?
No, there's not. And Serene and I actually feel like we actually have grounds to talk about this because we've lived some of this. We have lived our lives. We came to Trim Healthy Mama because we tried the extremes and they were found wanting. Right. We didn't try them for a couple of days or a couple of months. We tried these for years, Serene.
And we weren't just like, oh, try that for a little time. We were staunch advocates. Like, basically,
if there was a
day that I could have, like, marched through Nashville, Tennessee with a placard, I would have, you know, saying that what I was doing was the only way everybody else was going to diet hell.
Yeah.
That's been my life, is anything I'm currently into is the only way. God himself is behind it. And, you know, that's how I've lived.
Well, but in the end, when we came to Trim Healthy Mama
and
biblical wisdom, we realized there's nuggets of truth in so many of these things.
Yep.
And we don't want to create a cat fight today. Like, scratch. They're such morons for thinking that. I mean, listen, we thought this ourselves. So we want to come from a place of, hey,
we didn't just think it.
No, we did it.
We drank the Kool-Aid and we were it. I mean, I just remember having cat fights on the other side with you, Pearl.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
About this.
So hopefully we've matured a little is what I want to say, Serena. I don't want to turn today into a cat fight against other ways of eating, but I do hope that we can bring
Danny
some
from a doggy into a cat.
No, but maybe he wanted to do a dog fight today. I don't know. Yeah, well, that was a meow. You're pretty good at the meow. But, you know, we have lived this and we have learned a bunch of things about extremes. And we really want to encourage you guys away from extremes.
So what the heck is burning on your heart today?
There's a viral documentary going around called What the Health.
You said it.
Yeah.
Pearl said we weren't to say it.
Well, I was just going to talk
about
the documentary.
We don't want a cat fight. We won't even say the title because we don't want to bring, because there might be a few negative points that we have to say about it and we don't want to bring, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to be mean.
Did you catch my pun when I said what the heck?
Exactly, that's why I went.
I just wanted to make sure.
And you had a big smile on your face like I'm so funny and good. Yeah, so about this documentary. Okay, so it's confusing a lot of you in Trim Healthy Mama Land. You're like, what the heck?
What the heck,
Pearl and Serene? When I eat an egg, am I akin to smoking 5 cigarettes? Animal products are going to kill me. Are they
the reason
for diabetes?
Now,
I thought eggs were cigars and I might as well go get whiskey and do the whole thing.
You thought you believed that eggs were harmful.
Oh, yes. Majorly. Butter was harmful. Coffee was harmful. When my dad would go and have a cabana, we call them cabana in Australia, yeah, it's just kind of like a beef sausage or whatever.
Beef sausage.
Tears. At 13 years old, tears would be streaming down my eyes because I had so convinced myself reading all the books in the health food stores because I was like a food nut freak psycho. That was my hobby to read about health. And I was so indoctrinated with all the dogma out there that a lot of which is on, you know, fear-based.
Yeah, and
dogma,
we're going to talk about that. Yeah, but
so which was on whatever it was, video documentary.
Yes. Yeah.
And so, but I would cry every time my dad would eat red meat. I would bawl my eyes out severely, like not as a joke.
As a child.
I thought he was going to, I'd be burying him the next year.
Yeah, we were fully indoctrinated, but let's share our stories very quickly so you know where we're coming from. For people who are new to Trim Healthy Mama and haven't really heard Serene, my story, I was a staunch vegan for 12 years.
Yeah.
Serene, you were.
I was a staunch vegan since I was about, well, I was a vegetarian from seven. At 7 years old, I decided that I wasn't going to eat candy anymore at a birthday party.
You weren't going to eat sugar.
I had a special little.
When did you stop meat?
At about 10.
Yep, and then you started veganism.
14.
14, and you went and continue.
To 30.
When did you start raw foodism, completely no cooked?
Probably 25.
Okay.
No, 23.
And so 7 years fully.
When Chalice was born, yeah.
Absolutely.
Not even a taste test at Costco, not even a sprouted piece of, like if it, even if it was like some like special little
so
organic black rice pilaf at Costco taste test, I
wouldn't eat it. Raw plant food only for 7 years straight, but plant food only for 15 years, correct?
Yes.
No, 16 years.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. So we have something to say about this.
Yeah, no, but no, we weren't just like, oh, we're just going to eat bags of baby carrots. No, we had the Green Star juices. We had gallons of juice coming out every day. I'm talking like, not just like the carrot and apple kind. I'm talking the straight mustard greens, the stuff that makes you like want to vomit through the toilet. We did the cold sheet treatment from Dr. Schultz where you have to like stick mustard, like hot herb in your bath and like give yourself a fake fever by having these hot ginger herb teas and you go and you're just like creating this hot fever and then you stick yourself in an ice cold bath and then you go back into the hot, like all this crazy stuff. We were into all the colonics and all the stuff.
Yeah, we did it. And at the end of it,
had no ovens, had 12 dehydrators.
I had an oven. I was never as extreme as you.
You know what I did back then?
What?
None of that.
Good for you. But you,
were
what?
The, but you were on the soda though. So.
Not good, I mean, for you. I was not good for you.
Straight mainstream, never gave a thought about food.
Do you want to hear what happened at the end of that incredible time, which I thought I was like in food
purest
heaven and that my poop was better than everybody else's poop. Everyone else's poop was vile.
She just said her poop was better than everybody
else's. I just heard
poop.
Like,
no, that's
like
what
you
raw food people
around,
believe. They
like,
think everybody else's poop has parasites and theirs doesn't.
And you, but you were walking around like your poop doesn't stink.
My poop was precious.
Double P on that.
Precious poop. There's the next book. Title.
That is the next
now
book.
No, that you one's going to go
people that are on
number
raw food,
one.
They have poop diaries.
A lot of them do. It gets this extreme, Danny.
It gets extreme. It gets really extreme.
Okay, so now I want to talk about, let's start talking about this documentary because it's confusing a lot of people. So Serene and I decided to watch it together.
Oh, I forgot to tell what happened at the end of it. At the end of it, was I in good health, Pearl?
Oh, my goodness.
No, I had so many root canals happen because I had teeth crumbling out of my mouth.
I remember this day.
Through nursing and pregnancies and trying to be raw. And then I had children with intense speech delays because they didn't have the EPA, the DHA that they needed during the pregnancy.
And you
from
think it was from veganism?
Oh, completely. I had sarcopenia, muscle wasting.
No, I was just, let's talk about your children now though, but you really fed them up on all the good
Ooh,
things that
I
they're.
I prayed and prayed, God, sorry, because of my ignorance sin.
So
and then I went and they had cod liver oil by the spoon every day.
But your
day
children are very fantastic.
Oh,
they don't have any speech problems.
No, this is just like, instead of talking at one, they talked at two. I mean, just
no,
for me.
They talked at three. Yeah.
Okay, thanks for
some
telling the truth.
Children naturally talk at three anyway.
I know, but
they
I,
did have teeth issues,
yes,
though.
When their teeth came through and their teeth were like all rotty and
well, and
brown.
Those strange unicorn horns that always grew out of their foreheads.
They're fantastic. They're fantastic now. You know, it's amazing what can happen once you get them on great nutrition. But the thing is that I had sarcopenia, muscle wasting.
You did. I remember, this is what I'll say about Serene.
And I exercised
after,
every day.
You did. After 15 years of veganism, the last seven being raw foods. I look at you now and your picture of health, right? Look at her. She's shining, right? Yeah. She's just got good muscle tone. But I remember thinking, and I didn't know what to tell you because you were skinny, but you looked pregnant. You had this pooch and you had cellulite on your arms.
Yes, I did.
And your arms are so toned. Like, you're a naturally athletic person.
No, I saw
and
the cellulite.
And you would even say to me, Pearl, like, what, have I ever got cellulite on our arms? And I said, well, it happens to the best of us, Serene, but deep down in my soul, I was like, why does she have stinking cellulite on her arms?
I know. Because you know why? Because all the tone was going away because I didn't have any protein. But the thing
you
is,
thought you
I
were thought having protein.
I mean, I was sprouting nuts. Everything and having the nuts and having the young coconuts and living on the avocados, which doesn't have much protein, but I thought it did at the time.
You had some protein. Back then there wasn't as much, but you did have some protein meals. Did you have pea protein or something at the time?
I never had protein powders ever.
Well, you see in the community of the veganism they do now.
The pea protein powders, but you know.
May I ask?
Yeah.
Why?
Why did I do that?
Yeah,
and that's where we're going to come to.
Your sister is watching
Fear.
You waste away.
Fear.
Me too.
Because I was desperate to, well, my father-in-law was dying of cancer. My husband had cancer at the time.
Okay.
You know, I was sticking them on all this raw food diet too. And I thought, well, I better do it with them. And I also thought, well, this is the way I'm going to be an example to my children too. And, you know, even before all of that cancer situation, I had just, I just was born a fearful
Mine
person.
Was fear
it was
too.
Just my thing I needed to get
and
rid of.
And I thought that this will, you know, when I was on veganism, I thought this is the way my body won't get all the diseases that are going around. And now this is what I want to say. When we watch this documentary, What the Health, and we're going to talk about the good in it because obviously there's some good. It started out with fear.
Wow.
The person, you know, that.
You said, I am a, what did he say? I am a, what's that word again?
Hypochondriac. Yeah. I mean, he talked about his journey and it was a beginning with fear. And you know what? In the end, Serene and I had to lay down those fears because fear is more toxic than a lot of things you can eat.
It's more toxic
and
than McDonald's.
Fear will lead you to extremes.
More toxic than processed meats.
And fear is not of God. I mean, those of you who are Christians like we are, and even if you're not, there's wisdom in this. And then I was thinking about this morning. God has not, this scripture, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and guess what? This is the last thing, a sound mind. You see.
But you know what's beautiful about that for those of us who are believers? Sorry for those that who are not. I'm not really sorry. But anyway, power, love, and a sound mind. That's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, exactly.
Sound mind is the word that's Jesus.
Yeah.
Right? Love is the Father.
Yeah.
And the power is the Holy Spirit. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. And a sound mind, when we lose that sound mind, when we go into fear, we become extreme in areas.
Okay. And do you think that that is a control attempt? Because you're afraid, so you want control?
Absolutely.
And food is such, right? Isn't it so rooted in control in your life?
I thought this is the way I could control what went on in my family, in my health, and in my family's health. But you know what? It's not. God numbers our days. And I know we do our duty. We don't go and like take drugs and like live on the junkiest food that we can possibly live on. But we also don't need to think that we are God of our own life. And if we do everything and put all our duckies in the row, nothing will ever happen to us.
Yeah.
We just need to trust, do the best we can and trust. But the fear thing has no place.
No, and it can't have a place. Otherwise, we'll be led to these decisions that put us in these states where...
I know people who've done everything, like Pearl, the green juicing kind of, you know, like colonic people that died of cancer.
I know. It's not like, you know, this big thing that will stop you from getting cancer. Nothing is. We have to trust God for these things, but we can make smart choices. And, you know, when I finished my 12 years of veganism, I had major problems. You know, I was doing... I got uterine fibroids. And so I was like, how can I have uterine fibroids? I've had 12 years of no meat. You know, I haven't had butter. I haven't had dairy. They tell you. So I looked it up. Like, what do you do for uterine fibroids? They said, stay away from dairy. Stay away from meat. Eat a plant-based diet. I'm like, I have done that for 12 years, people.
Did they even tell you to eat soy? And that's what your major thing was?
Honestly, I lived on soy.
Hey, let me ask you this too, both of you. Did the extreme diet attempt at control, etc. Did it make your fear go away?
No, it fed.
Oh no, it fed. You got worse.
It increased
it. Do you know the sad thing though, Danny? This was a sad thing. I'll never forget this. My husband and I going out for our anniversary and going out to a Thai restaurant. He ordered this. It was a beautiful atmosphere. Everything was just gorgeous. And he ordered this lovely Thai curry. And I'm sitting there with my little brown bag of raw food. I think I just made like burgers out of carrot pulp left over from the pulp left over from the juice that I'd made. These terrible dog tasting biscuits. And I sat there on an anniversary thinking that I was like so doing the right thing because, you know, this is the way I was going to be here
with
in our marriage.
With your carrot pulp burgers.
Yeah. So it only got worse.
Like a boss.
It only got worse. And I couldn't even hardly enjoy going to people's places to eat. But isn't that sad? Because life
you
is about
fellowship.
That,
yeah, you missed life out on that beautiful people. Night with your husband.
No, but even beyond that, Pearl, people, church functions, anything. I agree you don't go and have a bunch of 10 donuts with your, you know, with your fellow friends.
Hey, you go to any Baptist potluck.
They're the worst.
And
hey, but you're very exclusive when you can't have dairy and you can't have meat. There's easy ways of eating a chicken salad.
I can find something to eat at any potluck. Now, they're going to have a lot of sugar there and stuff. But
you Baptists out there know exactly what we're talking about.
There's ways of eating around, especially if you bring a salad to go along with a little bit of whatever meat you have there. But it's very exclusive when you can't eat anything there.
Oh, exactly.
It's sad.
So the whole documentary starts out with fear, but and we'll talk about what's good about it because there are some good things, and we don't want to slam people because we've been there before. And
I was them.
Yeah, I know, but I'm so thankful that we came out of that truth. And where did we find the truth? And we found it right there in biblical wisdom. But I want to say this, you know, they talked about you could come away thinking that sugar's not really the problem, that animal products are. But here's my deal with that. You look at the annals of history, you look at civilizations back thousands of years. Meat is not new. Meat was there.
Amen.
Now, diabetes and these problems that they were talking about, these amounts of cancer, all of it is new, right?
It's new.
What is new? Don't tell me it's meat that's not new. The amount of sugar consumption.
And let's talk about this. Let's not talk about meat because it's not new. Let's talk about that. Pearl, besides from some countries that are religiously vegetarian like the Hindu. What countries are vegetarian?
There's no country that's
vegetarian. What tribes?
Do you know
think
of
generations back,
are,
years
or,
back,
or no animal products at all? I mean, I think there's a tribe in Africa that only drinks the milk.
No,
of
no
the
but they drink
cow.
The milk and they drink it to the point where they're like stuffed to the gills.
If my
and they drink all kinds of other stuff.
If my internet browsing and documentary searching has served me correctly, all these years, it seems like the people that are like eating only lettuce and such are in desperate situations and they're pulling stuff off of trees and just surviving and wrapping bugs in banana leaves and you know, I mean, I've never until modern time, until lately in my life, I would have never associated that style of eating.
People
with
didn't
health.
Choose vegetarian
unless
choose it was religious or unless they were starving.
Or they were starving, right? Now that's just my.
You're right.
I don't know.
I mean, you know, and we're not. I don't want to come across as know-it-alls, really, because we're still learning ourselves, but I don't know of any
culture. We're learning,
culture.
But we're just trying to say we've so learnt guinea pig style, which gives us more insight, because it's not like we've been mediated as our whole life and just like, those crazy vegetarians, what are they talking about?
No, we did it,
But it is true. It's the sugar is new, because, okay, fruit, that's not the sugar that brings diabetes, right?
No.
The sugar that's new is this white fandangle freak-out stuff that's been completely devitalized and put in food in such incredible amounts. Like, how many teaspoons of sugar is there in a soda? How many teaspoons of sugar is there in one jelly
But
bean?
Let's not just talk about sugar itself. What becomes blood sugar in your body is the white devitalized products. And, I mean, that's almost in everything. In the standard American diet is
that's
sugar.
New. Refined grain is new.
Refined grain. All these things are new. So I don't like it that animal products are being blamed. Now, let's talk about animal products themselves. Yes, we want clean animal products.
But let's stop there, Pearl. Yes, we want clean vegetable products.
Yeah, and that
but
wasn't
that wasn't
mentioned.
Talked about. Because just as much as there is a negative side to some meat and the way it's processed and the way it's raised, same thing with vegetables.
Yeah.
Now, in this documentary, which I haven't seen yet, what is their main point? What are they really trying to say?
They're trying to say, and there was a lot about processed meats in there, that animal products are causing a lot.
To be honest, though, we could only watch half of it. Yeah, and we couldn't do it anymore.
I don't want to feed fear in my life because fear is toxic and is very unhealthy.
Okay, so and they're basically saying, okay, we know everyone's terrified of cancer now. Yeah. We know everyone's on the lookout for these wasting diseases. That
Serena just spilled her water.
Spilled a whole bottle
of
water.
Denny's
on
notes.
All over my show notes.
I know. What am I meant to do? Am I meant to stay in the podcast or go and be the Martha and get a towel?
No, we're good. Just let it ride.
Hey, mamas, do you have a question for Serene and Pearl? Send your email to support@trimhealthymama.com.
So everyone's afraid of getting, you know, one of the big diseases that seems so prevalent now. And I mean, everyone we know seems to be going to the next realm because of it. And this What the Health documentary seems to be maximizing on that and offering just kind of a new thing to say about why that may be happening.
Yeah, it's true. Exactly. It's something new, but you see, it's not news. I mean, it keeps cycling around.
Okay. So this
and even in the Bible times, it wasn't new because they talked about the New Testament stream. What's the scripture? It's like, you know, the doctrines of abstaining from meat.
Oh, well, let's talk about it. I was just reading that in Timothy the other day.
And then it says, you abstain from meat, if you're weak in the faith. Well, you see, it takes faith to trust God, because God did say very, very plainly in Leviticus, he said, these are the meats you shall eat. He didn't say, no, the second choice, or,
well, it's actually,
or don't eat much of them. He said, you shall.
Well, listen to this. This God, not everyone is a Christian who listens to this, but so.
But still there's wisdom.
There's wisdom, but God calls it a doctrine of devils. He says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth.
Abstain from meats? What the hell?
Which know the truth, which God has given. And to those, we should receive it with thanksgiving because we know the truth.
And did you catch that? Which God has created.
No,
and
God has given.
God has given to be received. So isn't that amazing?
Now, every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Why is it sanctified by the word of God? Because God says, it's good, I give it to you.
Yeah. Now listen, I would prefer my cows to be grass-fed. We live in an imperfect world. We can only do what we can afford. And I do want to talk about the processed meats.
Can I say one thing?
Yes, you may.
Wouldn't you prefer that every single veggie that you put in your mouth, even when you went out to a restaurant, would be all organic too?
I would, but I don't, you see.
No, but see, it's the same issue,
I know.
Though.
Hey, hold on, though. I'm sorry.
No, you go, Dennis.
Okay.
You go.
I just want to nail something down. I just want to nail something down because I know I get the whole can't afford it thing. I totally do. I've been the brokest man in America, I feel, at times.
You and my husband together at times.
Yes.
My husband, too. The three of you were so broke.
You're going to sell your blood.
Danny, Sam, Charlie, broke down jokers. Yeah. Okay? And we're not even going to go there.
Walmart to cry on each other's shelf.
Yeah. I need a laundromat to slip into right now just so I can remember the good old days. But, you know, here's the deal, man. We are spending money on what we want to spend money on. We are finding ways to afford whatever we want. Okay, we've got our
smokers still buy their pack of cigs, even though they're homeless.
Exactly, no doubt. And I'm just saying, I feel like I'm crossing some bridges in this.
Here's the thing. One of the parties, you said something like, "Hey, cancel your Netflix if you can't afford Kerrygold butter."
I was like,
"Danny, that's mean. I can't afford Kerrygold butter and I don't have Netflix." But you know what? You got a whole bunch of women agreeing with you on Facebook. They were like, "Go, Danny."
I'm taking my Aldi's butter and feeding all my 13 children and I have no guilt.
Hey, by the way, is it salted?
It is.
I love salted butter.
Let me encourage you to do something. Try that same butter unsalted. Tastes like a spoonful of Crisco.
It's not. No, it's just all fat that sits hard and like lard that tastes like Crisco.
Hey, but I need to get something. Did you finish your point? Oh, you sort of did. I need to get to something. Oh,
yeah,
time
spend the
is
money
going
on the
away.
Right stuff.
Spend the money. You know, you're right.
I agree. But the fact is the documentary, to be truthful, should have said, you know what? There is problems that are causing cancer these days on every side of the food pyramid.
Now, in this documentary.
But ahead, let's Pearl. Talk about Sorry. Refined sugar that's causing all these diseases. But it wasn't. It was like meat.
I don't need to talk about processed meat versus regular. I've got to get there, but Danny, go.
Curious. Did they talk about sugar being in any negative way whatsoever in this documentary?
It didn't last it out, Danny.
No, we didn't last it all out, but no, not what
I
we saw. Now,
what the health?
Yeah, you're just like promoting the thing.
That sounds like catty, Danny.
Yeah, stop your cattiness. Okay, I want to talk about, they talked about processed meat significantly raising chances for disease and cancer and things like that. But, and these studies that came out, it's about 10 years ago, that that said meat causes cancer. It was a big thing. Okay, so recently there was that whole coconut oil is yeah. you know, bad for you. It was a big thing about 10 years ago, meat causes cancer. Well, it was debunked. Here's what the study said. It was like this. If you ate processed meat all your life for all your days, processed meat, not regular meat. The studies were done on processed, like sausage and processed meat, okay?
Yes.
Your chances of colon cancer are 6%. Now, your chances for colon cancer are already 5% for any normal human being. Okay. So there's a 1% difference.
For earthlings, yeah.
1%. Yeah, for earthlings. And that's with processed meat. Now, personally, processed meat might come into my diet very occasionally, not much. I wouldn't want to eat it for breakfast every single morning. Some people choose to. Some people on Trim Healthy Mum eat processed meat and they get healthier, for goodness sake.
And their lipids, and they get off their diabetes medicine.
But I do believe there's a balance. I believe grass-fed meat that's not processed is more optimal.
And we don't want to promote processed meat. I'm Mrs. Purist. I'm against it, but I don't like it.
You don't need it, but I'll do.
But I don't like it when things are swayed, when things are told to be the villain behind certain diseases, when it's actually something else. I want the actual true villain to be able to be slammed in the slammer, and the true villain is refined sugar.
Yeah,
it is, and not just refined sugar, Serene. All the refined whites.
That's what I'm calling refined sugar.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, girlfriend. But you see, you're confusing people. Okay. Another thing, Serene.
Because white wheat is refined, right? Okay. All this little fishies and Cheerios. But
sometimes
giving
I need to clarify things
refined.
For you, little sister.
Good. Okay.
And now people are going to write in
all refined starches.
Okay. People are also going to write in, and since you don't go on Facebook, and I do, they're going to say, Serene says she's against processed meat.
I'm not against processed meat for you. I tell you
what. Okay, for you, but for yourself.
I don't like it myself because I'm a purist, right?
Right.
But I do not believe it is the rise for diabetes and cancer in the way
that I don't believe that for a second.
No.
Now, let's just go to some, Serene and I, listen. You listen to our podcast, I'm sorry, you're just going to get some scriptures because that's where we found our truth. We can't pretend that we got any sort of wisdom without them, because there's really no wisdom without the scriptures.
Let's reading about wisdom today.
Yeah.
And Job. And it's just amazing. It's just saying, it was just amazing. I'd had to go there, and it's just, we're taking too much time already. But
no, our producer John said we can go a little further.
Where can you find it? Surely there is the path for wisdom. And it was just talking about how even in the depths of the earth, you can't find wisdom. And it was talking about all of the stuff, but it's saying because wisdom is only found in God.
Yeah.
And there is no price on wisdom. It is far above gold, above rubies, and it's just amazing. But see, wisdom comes from God.
And when you look at the Bible, and so that's what Serene and I finally did, after trying all these different extreme things, we finally went to the Bible for wisdom. And what did we find there, Serene? We found meat.
And wisdom is simple, right? Because he uses the simple things to confound the wise. Because those people, they sounded wise in the eyes of man, the documentary. It sounded all good. It sounded all right. But sometimes it's God's wisdom that's just simple. Meat is.
We found meat. We found milk. We found plants. Because here's the thing.
We found grain.
Yeah, we found
not
grain.
Not hybridized, sprayed.
We found ancient grain.
Weird grain.
We found all the food groups. And you see, that's what I mean. This whole abstain from meat, it's not a traditional part of human culture.
Yeah, I'll tell you why that type of teaching works is think about the generation of people raised on cartoons with talking animals. And I mean, come on, Bambi, I think, was like the godmother of all weep for animals kind of thing. You know, you start, man, these things want to live. I mean, I'm not a hunter because I'm one of those kids raised on talking animal movies. And, you know, I went hunting with a friend once, and I looked down the scope of this rifle pointed at this deer who clearly wanted to live.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not shooting this creature. I get it. I eat meat. And when you prepare, I could personally get hooked in if I didn't know any better to kind of like, how morbid it is to like take life.
I know, but Danny, you're killing
the
plants.
Every time you go pluck a carrot off of the ground. Why do you have to put them in the refrigerator, Danny? Because they're dead.
Yeah.
And then they're dying and they're going to rot unless you stick it in that cold coffin and embalm them.
Hey, have you seen, I saw this picture. It was of a sliced tomato and it happened to look like two eyes and like a screaming yeah. face. And it was like, think about this next time you vegans decide, you know, like what about this tomato rights?
You're plucking it off the umbilical cord vine. Yeah. You know
but
what I'm
everything,
saying?
You know, that we eat, it was jokes. Supposed to have life in the beginning, whether it was plant or animal. And, yeah. and this is this flesh life that we're in. And animals were created for our food. I mean, when he fed the 5,000, he fed them
fish.
And he fed them a fish, which was once a living thing. Do you think he was intentionally doing those harm?
Murder.
And then he prepared the meal for his disciples. Once again, he fed them fish. You know, when God told the Israelites the night before they had to leave in the big Exodus, he told them to eat the lamb. Not only it signified Christ coming and things like that, but it also was extremely important for the journey they had to take and the
There's
health.
Certain nutrients in the lamb, yeah.
Yes. And so God, our Father's a good, caring, loving God. He's not, I don't believe he's saying, eat that meat, watch what happens.
The circle of life.
You know,
my Elton John. That's my best Elton John.
But I think you didn't get the right premise what I was saying.
No,
I wasn't saying God's trying to kill us. I was saying
he's wiser than us is what you're saying. Because, you know, so many times.
Oh, just circle of life just popped out.
No, that's, you inspired. That's what you said. I got it so deeply.
Right? So many times just being, you know, a little bit nauseated right now in pregnancy, I can start thinking about meat and looking at the fiber of it raw and looking at all the blood and the guts and all that stuff. And I can think, ooh, it's such a gross thing. It's such a, like you said, Pearl, a morbid thing. And I can start thinking all that stuff, all the wisdom of man. And because I've been down the vegetarian route and saw what it did to my body, saw the destruction, I have to snap myself out of it and say, Serene, trust the Lord. Mm. Just believe what he says. Stop thinking your wisdom. You just believe in God's wisdom. And then I snap myself out of it. You just have to
snap yourself out of it. I mean, if someone wants to take the approach of, they don't want to, because a lot of people say, well, they didn't eat meat like we used to in the old days.
Well,
you know,
they did. The priests who were the most holy, the ones that were going to go into the holy of holies, into the very presence of God and the Shekinah glory, they were the ones that were eating meat all day.
Yeah, I mean, you look at some cultures like the Eskimos, all they lived on was just meat. Now, I believe in greens. I believe in the full balance. But it's also wrong to say, well, people used to eat a lot less meat. That's actually not true.
They didn't have refrigeration. Yeah. And when they made sacrifices and when they when they killed something, they had a feast of it. And it was a lot of meat at once.
Yeah, what the health?
And of course, they made jerky and I'm sure they did all kinds of stuff. But
how many is there? Are you counting the times you say it?
Well, that little boy that was having that lunch out there when the disciples brought the boy's lunch to Jesus and he multiplied it, that was just an everyday lunch and there was meat in there. I believe fish is meat. That's what
I consider fish. Fish is flesh food.
Yeah.
But you see, this documentary was basically all animal products, including eggs. And you know, it was sort of intimated that it is akin to smoking cigarettes, that when you're feeding your children meat, eggs and things like that, you might as well be frying them up a whole bunch of cigarettes.
Well, when I didn't feed my children eggs, when I gave them spirulina smoothies every day, they not only had the Bingle shakes.
Yeah, they hate.
They do these little shakes as they took down their morning gross smoothies. they termed the Bingle shakes like that. That was their little term for it. But I wasn't feeding them the eggs, but they had issues. Now I'm feeding them the eggs. They're amazing.
A friend of mine sent me a text. He said, you know, if you add, and he you know, he's kind of like mocking he knows what I do for a living, right? And he's kind of mocking the health food thing. And he's like, you know, if you add a little olive oil to your kale salad, it makes it easier to scrape the whole thing into the trash. I just thought that was great because I get it. I mean, that when you talk about your kids having the shakes, you know, trying to get it down.
Your next NSV, Danny, is to learn to like kale.
Kale salad is one of my favorite things.
I want you coming back here having tried kale.
That's one thing I can think about right now and actually not shudder because of the nausea.
Kale is like pro level. Like once you get like your doctorate.
You're going to be pro, Danny, because I'm telling you it can be so good.
I just watched you eat some kale like substance with chopsticks and I was like oh,
are we
that cool, we're eating with chopsticks now?
That was my ward off apple salad. It was delicious.
We went to China, so we're allowed to eat with chopsticks.
I've been eating chopsticks ever since I came back from China. It just makes everything better.
You know, I've always been the guy in the restaurant, you know, I'm sitting there eating with my fork because I'm an abysmal failure with chopsticks, and I look around and everybody's just like and they're just chumming it up and doing their chopsticks, and I'm like, you guys are frauds, man. You're frauds.
So did you? Were you thinking fraud thoughts when you saw me?
I had a little bit of
Tell we have a little
it's failure wrath.
I was
failure wrath.
I was like, what the health does Pearl think she's doing? That's what I was.
Hey,
like.
I do want to talk about. Let's just say you don't feel good with a bunch of meat, or you just maybe you have a tender heart towards animals. Listen, I don't want to bash up on anybody here today. We all have our own. You know, we have our own mind challenges. We have our own things we care about. You can do Trim Healthy Mum without a bunch of meat. Sure.
Sure. Hey.
There's other proteins. I mean, it's hard without any animal products and all because you've got Greek yogurt for your protein. You've got cottage cheese for your protein. But I guess you could do it veganism if you really tried hard. Be hard. You'd have to have a lot of pea protein.
A lot of pea protein. Which, by the way, has got a chalky texture.
Yeah, it's not as not as yummy.
But I do want to say this. Just to prove that I have a heart. Pearl has a heart. Danny has a heart for everything.
Danny just wants to say what the health this whole show.
Yeah, just to say we're not against these people and because we were them.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually have a soft spot for them.
I am against spreading more fear though. So I don't want these documentaries that are also sensational and viral. You know,
that's why I couldn't watch it after
fear.
A while because it was the sensationalism that was just ooking me out because it wasn't.
You know, and so
truthful.
Just going back to common sense, you know, we were created to eat meat.
Yeah, common sense. You know, a little guiding rule is I find that whenever I'm like obsessively, panically going after something, it's not a rule, maybe, but I'm often wrong.
Yeah.
And that's I find that when I'm at a place of chill, and just like it's just lifestyle. It's not. I don't need to really put out a big old billboard
you don't have
about
to, like,
it.
Yeah, you don't have to do the placard.
Yeah,
and
when I'm trying to convert, the minute I'm going around racing around. I mean, I get there's passion in anything you do. So.
Lots of people are trying to convert others to Trim Healthy Mama, but I think it's because
I think it's more of a chill.
Of how they've seen it happen in their lives.
Yeah,
it's not because of they think it's the only way.
I don't think
way.
They want to put a documentary out though and do a big placard. You know, demonstration in their downtown.
No. Yeah, but probably it's just a different vibe when you're at a place of rest and a rival.
Rest, you know, no, you're right.
When you get to a place where you're like, wow, I can be done with my zealous ego stroking.
That was a very intelligent little last thing you said there. Rest with the arrival. And it's just shocking me because to come out of the outfit that Danny's wearing, usually Danny's wearing a very suave shirt and he says intelligent things, but it just matches and it goes with the vibe and the flow. But
so today, there's a problem.
He's wearing these shorts.
Serene thought they were like long boxes, but he tells us they're $130 shorts.
He's wearing an office linen shirt. Like you could wear to a wedding with the shorts.
And it's a long Indian shirt with shorts, people.
Yeah, my shirt's very Indian-esque. And, I don't like routine. And if I look in the mirror and see something that I keep seeing over and over, it kind of, I get
well, this is not an over and over.
No, this isn't.
And surprisingly, Danny, what you said, I really am going to take that for my life too. And I love what you said. When you get to a place of rest and arrival.
It has to be rest.
It's not a frantic.
Stress and anxiety over what we're eating, that's not of God and it doesn't do our bodies any good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we need to trust in him, trust that he's got it, trust that he knows what's best for us. And trust how we were created and not allow
and
ourselves.
If you're not a Christian, there is a lot of rest and arrival in the fact that for generations and generations, for countries and tribes and
historic wisdom,
that meat is not a new thing, but refined food is.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Hey, let's talk about the new flavored whey's.
I can't keep it in my house.
Yeah, because your children are using my children too.
I want to say it's crack to them. Pearl said that's not holy. That's
no, it's not
right.
Nice to use the word crack on
it's a modern term for it's addictive and wonderful. You know my children aren't on drugs, Pearl.
I know. Okay, so we got strawberry. It took us so long to get these out. People were asking, can you put some flavor in your whey? Like forever. And we have strawberry and chocolate. They rock. They're so delicious.
Because we would work with the flavor artistry company.
Yes.
And we'd be like, nah.
No, that tastes
it back. Because
that tastes like a diet milkshake. No.
Yeah, it always tastes like there's like a bitter edge with like synthetic vitamin taste, right? the key was, in the end, we had to stick a bit of our mineral salt into it.
Yes.
You know that, to balance out the sweet and give it that full rounded flavor profile.
I actually never knew why the salt was there.
Yes.
Oh, it changes everything. Wow. So you're which one are you liking? Because you said you were like downing this flavored whey.
Oh, no. The chocolate whey is like childhood chocolate milk.
And the strawberry whey is amazing too. And the smell of it, I could just sniff it from the bag.
No, but this is the thing. Like, if you're a chocolate milk lover, and I am, it just makes your life so easy. Because just like one glass of almond milk. Or hey, if you like you and you have a high metabolism or growing children, you could do real milk.
Whole milk. My children do it with whole milk.
I personally do coconut milk.
Yeah, coconut milk is great. And then I do half a scoop, and it's about the right sweetness.
You know why
Pearl
loves chocolate milk? And she can do it the right way now with our chocolate whey in unsweetened almond milk. Because when I was little, I'm taller than her, as you can see, and I have a larger face and I'm just a little bit Shrek-y around her, right?
I would never
you
have
are not Shrek-y.
When I was little, I had an issue with being younger and bigger, so I used to try and feed her up chocolate milk.
So I would be bigger than her.
You were trying to sabotage her face.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that you are tired after a hard day of homework. Would you like me to make you a chocolate milk? I always offered chocolate milk on tap.
And I really got addicted to it.
I'm sorry, I'm too busy distracted. I'm measuring your faces.
Yeah, it's longer and
she
bigger.
She won't put her face next to mine in the mirror because she's...
Just look at the book, people. My face looks like it's five of pearls.
It doesn't. I don't see it.
But anyway, okay, so what were we saying? We were talking about... Oh,
I've come to Jesus about it, though.
Okay.
Here's what you do. Like any meal, like an e-meal, like an energizing meal where you're including carbs and not having a bunch of fat, I find that I can still be a tad hungry. Like, you don't feel satisfied sometimes. Like, you're like, oh, I still want to eat.
You want your pacifier.
Yeah, but when I include the chocolate milk, I'm done. I'm like... Oh, someone just put me to bed and wrapped me up in a blankie and
satisfying.
I'm good.
And put the passy in your mouth. Sure. You've got to say yes to my thought.
To your
good thought.
It's not a good analogy.
Hey, for me, it's an easy like a man thing. Like I don't want to cook and prepare and do stuff, but I want to fly out the door. I just throw down that chocolate whey into some coconut milk.
Do you know what it is? Yeah. That's good, Jenny.
My teenage boys like it too.
That's the reason why I like it. Yeah, for my children, because sometimes I'm like, where is your protein in that crazy meal? Okay, quick, grab some whey. What I do.
It's the ease. Chill.